This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Usual Suspects back for hour two of the three-hour show. 2 o'clock straight up as we get into it. We got a little basketball talk for you. Your Stros hosting the Yankees tonight. Big three-game series starting at the Juice Box. Carlos Correa yesterday, in case you were too enthralled with our show to be able to pull away to catch any of the highlights. Two bombs, four ribbies. Astros beat the A's 6-1. Take another series, 2-1 over Oakland. And continue to roll on when Correa keeps heating up. Altuve's hitting the way he's hitting. Boy, that line. And of course, our guy, Josh Reddick. We need more people to tweet at Josh Reddick.
Yeah, yeah.
And let him know he is red hot because of us.
That's all right. Only because of us. Right. It has nothing to do with skills, preparation, no. Practice.
And look,
and
everybody can have skills.
Whatever else.
But if you have
natural ability.
If you have Big Mo on matters. Your side because you got the ninja mentality thanks to us, just give props where they belong.
Can we be the usual ninjas for a week or so? That would be pretty great.
Well, next week. But
So speaking of Correa and Altuve, ESPN has been doing their ranking the top 100 baseball players in the MLB. And they finally released 20 through number one.
Okay.
And I'm happy to report that your Houston Astros have two in the top 10.
That's really good.
In fact, checking in at number 10 is Jose Altuve.
Okay.
Checking in at number 9 is, letting you guess here.
Is it another Astro?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Correa.
Yeah. Correa checks in at 9.
That kind of spoiled it, though. Being two in the top 10, I'm thinking one's in the top five-ish.
Nope. It goes your top 10 from 10 to 1.
Wait. Mike Trout, 1, and Bryce Harper, 2?
No. So number 10 is Altuve.
Okay.
Number 9 is Correa. Number 8 is Nolan Arenado, my pick for the MVP,
Colorado, yeah.
By the way, before the season started. And he's going to win it.
Plus, they're going to get a playoff team.
Right? 7 is Max Scherzer. 6 is Chris Bryant. Could have been an Astro. 5 is Chris Sale. Should have been an Astro. 4, Paul Goldschmidt. A lot of people sleep on Goldschmidt.
He's from Houston, I think.
Yep. 3, Bryce Harper.
Oh, wow.
2, Clayton Kershaw. And number 1, Mike Trout. So that's your top 10 major league players. The fact that the Astros have two guys in the top 10 on this list tells you all you need to know about this team and the future of this team if they're able to hang on to them. That is, it's rare that you see something like that. So, I mean, the Nationals have two as well with Scherzer and Harper. So good for them. But, yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, I'm just thinking about that list. I was watching the game last night. I was scanning the dial, and I was watching Red Sox Twins, and Sutcliffe and Tim Kirkshen got into a deal about who would you take, Koufax or Kershaw,
right?
And then you have to realize that currently Koufax has like 400 more innings than Kershaw, but they're already starting to try to anoint Kershaw. But then they got into this whole, if you had to get one guy out and you had to, like, bases loaded, nobody out, and or if you just had to get one guy out with the tying run on third and less than two outs, who would it be? And
anyone or just out of those two?
Anyone. Then they started the anyone thing. And Sutcliffe went right to the Red Sox closer.
Kimbrough.
Mm-hmm. And said, dude is like in both situations close to who they would pick.
Yeah. So did they mean like current players or ever? Like if you needed one out, ever?
I think they were talking about ever because that's where Kirkshen was going back to, hey, Sandy Koufax could get anybody out at any time. And,
I'm thinking ever. There's so many, like, Nolan. Randy Johnson, Nolan. Like, there's tons of strikeout guys. Yeah. And again, if it's a lefty, give me Randy Johnson. Give me Randy Johnson against any lefty for one out. I'll take it. I'll absolutely take that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's a pretty interesting debate. I'm sure, like, baseball geeks like me, I would nerd out on something like that. I would start making lists and everything else. Speaking of lists, they did the ESPN, their big three, I guess. Buster Olney, David Schoenfeld, and Sam Miller made their all-star picks. A couple of Astros were unanimous. Again, Correa and Altuve were their unanimous picks at second and short. Mm-hmm. Only one of those three had Springer in the outfield, and it was Sam Miller. His outfield was Judge, Trout, and Springer. The other two, Olney and Schoenfeld, did Judge, Trout, and Betts. And I know Mike Trout deserves it, but he's been hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I know talent-wise, there's no doubt that he needs to be an all-star. One, he's not going, is he? I mean, he's not playing. I haven't said anything.
Everything I've heard is that he will not.
Because I think
play
he's still out. He's not coming back right away.
Right. He won't be back till after the break.
Yeah. So that kind of surprised me that that he made all three, which I know why. But at the same time, if you know the dude's not playing, I guess you have to vote him because he would still technically be considered the starter for the All-Star game, but he can't. So that's when you go to the reserves or the alternates or whatever.
Right.
Which they both had Springer as the first outfield alternate. But yeah, I found that to be kind of interesting. No other Astros, no Marwin Gonzalez on any list. Olney has one Astro on his reserve list. Brian McCann. Other than Springer.
Did you hear that Brian the other night on the Root Sports broadcast, how the players in the locker room are kind of ticked off that McCann slipped to third amongst catchers in the AL, and they were like, this dude, if you really want to talk about who they need to push for, they need to push for this dude.
I've been saying team MVP for the better part of a month and a half now.
Now, just not an all-star game starter. But at the same time, I don't disagree. When we talk about veteran leadership, we're just talking about in basketball, but how big of a presence McCann and Correa have meant. Josh Reddick talked about it with us on the air this week.
When you look at what he's meant to this pitching staff, when you look at what he's forcing McCullers to throw pitches he's not comfortable with for outs, getting fires to do things. I mean, the way he's making these guys pitch, understanding the game and who each batter is. Plus his hitting. I mean, he's up there getting big hits in big situations. You know, defensively, to me, that kind of leadership is what this young, good staff needed. You know what I mean? They needed a good catch. Because Castro was known as a defensive catcher, but he wasn't necessarily known as a great, smart catcher. And I think Brian McCann, game plan-wise and enforcing a game plan, is much better.
And think about this now. This stretch where your starters have been all on the DL has been made more bearable because of Brian McCann, of the fact that he's been able to work with these young kids. And you see the great shots of him in the pen and out in the outfield in the pre-warm-up, and then talking to him right before they go out on the mound for the first time. And you realize when you say coach on the field.
Yeah.
But here's a guy that's been able to kind of reel in and really work with these young pitchers to keep them in ball games just to give the Astros a shot.
Yep.
So he's no been doubt. Huge. So whether he makes the All-Star team or not, I mean, there's a guy that, I'm right with Barry, should very well be in consideration as the sleeper for MVP of this team.
Pitchers, they chose, Chris Sale was obviously the first, right, and Vargas was second, and that makes sense. McCullers was third on all three lists. Two of them, Olney and Schoenfeld, also included one Christopher Davinsky. Devo.
Boy, there's a lot of people that love that dude.
Yeah, Devo made the list on two of these guys. Two of them. Davinsky made the list. He didn't make Sam Miller's. And I didn't even see in the article. They had three more. They had Doolittle, Krasnick, and Kirchin doing their list. But who cares? Those are the other three. The first three are the ones I mainly care about. So Davinsky, it looks like you're probably going to see Correa, Altuve, McCullers, and Davinsky as all-stars.
Which is great.
Yeah.
And that's the true sign of just where this team's at. Because, look, about a month and a half ago, we were looking at it going, how are the Astros going to have the best record in baseball and not have one starter in the All-Star game? The other thing that frustrates me is, especially on local TV, when they say, hey, they got two – Astros have two starters and then Springer's third. No, there's three outfield positions, okay?
Yeah.
Three. That means you're going to start. Just because you're not number one or number two, you're still going to start. Relax. Figure it out. If you don't know, ask somebody. All right, right now we got Brad on hold. He wants to talk about the MLB All-Star game. What's up?
Yeah, the list that you guys were talking about, I saw that too, and I saw that they had Trout on there, and that's fine when I did my voting. I mean, I voted Trout because, you know, up until the point he got hurt, he was he's having an incredible year.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's still an all-star. I mean, he's still, you know, the injury aside, he's still an all-star. But what I thought was a little odd on their list was they all had Trout, but nobody had Keuchel.
Yeah, you know.
Still an all-star.
Yeah, the missed
if
starts.
If Trout was an all-star.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, so I think what you're seeing, though, is, Brad, thanks for the call, Brad. Appreciate it. I think what you're seeing is that the fans don't necessarily vote for the pitchers, right?
Right.
It's not from the ballots I've seen, it's not a fan vote for the pitchers. So you're the managers or whoever's picking the pitchers, which I don't even know how that works. I guess I need to look that up. But whoever's picking the pitchers is probably going off of who's been pitching and healthy and relevant. And for the last, what, close to a month now, Keuchel right. hasn't. Even though he had that stint on the DL, came back, couldn't make the start, went on the DL again.
Well, he's missed, like, what, 7 starts now?
Yeah, and that's going to cost you if you're only playing once every 5 days as well to begin with. So he's missed a good chunk of time from a starter's perspective. So while I think he deserves it, it's not the same as getting voted by the fans. The fans are going to vote Trout no matter what.
Right.
And then he's going to be considered the starter. But, I mean, you can make the case that before he got hurt, Keuchel was, you know, arguably the best pitcher in baseball.
Without question.
Arguably. Now, you know, Kershaw, I get it. Sale in the American League, I totally get all that. But what he was doing, he was back to his old Cy Young form. So,
yeah,
we'll see. McCullers, I hope, makes it, though. That's the dude I'm rooting
and
for.
It
my
be
sleeper
for
Cy Young guy. My
yeah,
sleeper
that would be
Cy
big
Young.
For him, a young kid to get a boost like that.
Hell yeah. Springer, too.
Yeah.
It'd be great for Springer to make an all-star team.
Yep.
All right, guys, do you need to sell your home? If you do and you need to do so quickly, you need that cash right away, then what you need to do is call Gulf State Home Buyers because they're going to buy it from you. They're going to tell you no problem. They're going to give you the cash offer. They're going to do everything. And it doesn't matter if you are trying to get out of your house, but you've got back taxes or you're going through a divorce, let's say, and it's getting messy, or you've got delinquent HOA dues or foreclosure. It doesn't matter what the problem is. Gulf State Home Buyers is the solution. So you need to call them if you're trying to sell your home. 281-717-6100. Give them a call and let them help you. They make you a cash offer. They handle all the paperwork from the start all the way through the closing table. They're there. They're taking care of everything. All you do is sit back, relax, and let their team of professionals help you. They have attorneys. They have title companies. An entire staff waiting to show you a stress-free way to sell your home. 281-717-6100. You call that number. Get a clear understanding of what's going on with your situation. Like I said, whether it's title issues, maybe it's bankruptcy, a foreclosure, doesn't matter. Get those answers to the questions that you have by calling Gulf State Home Buyers. 281-717-6100. Gulf State Home Buyers. Hit them up on the web, gulfstatehomebuyers.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we continue to roll on The Usual Suspects on a Friday, heading into the holiday.
I'm kind of disappointed you didn't call it an FEF Friday. I was looking forward to it.
You don't like that.
I don't mind it. I told you a thousand times I don't mind it. What I think we need to do, though, if we're going to do FEF Friday, not FEF Friday like my dumbass thought it was, yeah, we need to come up with something for it rather than just declaring
just
it.
Just like we should just yell.
No.
Oh.
Okay. Don't you? I'm just saying, if we're going to do FEF Friday, we need to have something associated with it.
Yeah, like some imaging or something like that, you mean?
Yeah, and like something we do for FEF. Right?
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Like, here we go. You should take your shirt off and do a lap around the office.
I'm all for that.
Go, Joel.
I'm actually Joel. Not afraid of that, but here's the thing.
I don't want to end up
being a conga line because all the girls are trying to hang on to me before I get back in the studio.
So be like, where's Joel? He's missed two segments.
Do you know? And by the way, did you see this on Twitter when the one guy says I look like, was that an MMA fighter or someone?
It was a wrestler.
Wrestler?
Was it Brutus the Barber Beefcake?
No, easy.
Was it?
No. Nice try. I'll have to find
Ric Flair now? Have you seen Ric Flair now?
Awful.
Looks my God. Awful. He definitely looks like somebody that's been hit in the face with steel chairs before.
Yeah. He looks like he has cauliflower face. You know what I mean?
He does.
Like, he looks like he's had some work done.
He does. It's so bad. I saw something about on was it Complex where Ric Flair went sneaker shopping, and I was just I didn't even have the sound up because I was you know I knew he was going to be wooing at some point, which I don't mind. It's that the game, all the idiots that do it, but his face, like he's missing half of his eyebrow just from scarring from the old razor blade trick where they cut themselves open. Sorry, wrestling fan, I didn't mean to spoil it for you, but that's not, you know, they're not just bleeding from the chair shot. Yeah, that forehead, though, you can always, like, scarred foreheads is to wrestlers what cauliflower ear is to wrestlers.
Yeah.
or BJJ guys. Yeah, that's a nasty look.
And the cauliflower ear is just woo.
That's pretty gross too. Dean Malenko is who? I mean, I saw it. I don't see it though. I saw the picture. I don't see the resemblance.
I was like, dude, I got way more hair than that. Thank God.
Yeah, for sure.
But I didn't know who he was. I figured you guys would know.
Did you? So there was this thing I showed you. That Gronk, logo. Nick, have you seen this?
I saw it. Yeah.
No.
So Rob Gronkowski has a logo that he's coming out with for his own brand, Gronk Nation LLC. I feel like Gronk Nation LLC really just sponsors raves and like bachelor parties. I feel like that's his specialty, whatever Gronk Nation LLC is.
Comp bar tabs?
Yeah, comp bar. But they came out with this trademark logo that they've came out with a logo they're trying to trademark. And it's Gronk spiking a football.
Because that's his big thing.
Yeah. But his legs are spread kind of wide for the spike, and he's got the ball, he's holding it above his head, and one arm is off to the side. So if you would imagine leg spread, arm to the side, ball above his head, it's the Jordan logo. That's all it is.
That. I did see that.
Just imagine the head looking down instead of up, the ball being a football instead of a basketball, and it's pretty damn close.
It's super close. So Nike's like, no.
Yeah,
you can't do that.
I'm pretty sure Nike's lawyers are more powerful than whoever Gronk brings to the table.
Yeah.
Unless it's a drinking contest.
Gronk brought attorney Troy Carnwright, a partner with Bradley, whatever, blah, who cares. My client has created one of the most recognizable brands in sports today. We're very proud of this brand. Very optimistic that this will resolve this with Nike amicably.
He's a Nike guy, though, right?
Gronk, is this one of the most recognizable brands? You don't even have a logo yet. How can you be one of the most recognizable brands if you don't have a logo? Isn't that how you recognize a brand, is their logo or slogan? What is Gronk's slogan? Like, just like,
that's
dude.
True.
Like, I don't know. Like, what is his slogan? What's his brand?
I don't like the name Gronk Nation. I guess you can kind of become a brand just from being a name, I think, I guess. And then, I mean, why else would he come up with this logo? I'm sure it's stemming from all the popularity that he's been getting over the years, right?
Well, you know, but all players want that. You know, like in the NBA, they want their signature shoe that has a logo, you know, on the tongue.
Yeah.
You know, now it's PG-13 for Paul George has his. Kobe had his. KD has his. That's part of like you've made it when you get one, the signature shoe, and you get a logo. But football players, it's tougher. And then you got to try and think from their perspective, are people going to run out and get a Nike Gronk shirt?
It's not going to be New England fans for sure.
That's just one small corner of the country.
Yeah, I imagine there's a lot of bros that love Gronk. That, you know, I could see him coming out with like a line of tank tops. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like Gronk tops, Gronk
beachy,
Nation,
beachy tank tops. Yeah,
yeah, I something like that, or like some sort of sandals. Or flip-flops with a beer opener on the bottom of them.
And honestly, even
I know those exist, but I'm sure there'll be a Gronk version of that. Like some sort
footballs
of...
Footballs where the end can be unscrewed.
It's a football with a flask in the middle. I'm sure there's all that stuff that people will buy.
Just a different... You know, because people...
Gronk bandanas.
You know, when you think Michael Jordan, you think the greatest. And when you think real highly of LeBron and Kyrie and KD and Steph Curry... People like that. But when you think Gronk, you do. Aside from, you know, his football exploits, and you know he catches... Most people just think of him as a party animal.
Yeah. I mean, he's a damn fine football player, but he is a party animal.
Yeah.
He is. There's no... I mean, I wish we could run some of the audio from his roast that they did for Big Poppy. But he was at the roast, and he was filthy. It was great.
Didn't they like not use it because of it?
Yeah, because the whole roast was just so bad that they couldn't run it. I guess they were going to run it on Fox.
So it was prime time, so they couldn't get that.
No, yeah, you can't run a you have to run that on cable after midnight, or you know, like because I know Comedy Central will run roasts
or have it pre-recorded and polished and edited or whatever.
Beep it, but then what's the point? A lot of times, Comedy Central when they have their roasts, they'll run them because I think it's either after 10 or 11 on the East Coast is when you can start cussing,
yep.
And there's no you know you don't get in trouble or whatever, so they'll do it then. But, yeah, Fox is never going to do anything like that. But some of the stuff, I read some lines from, like, Bill Burr that were hilarious. They were like, why is Big Poppy getting, he was a DH. Why is he getting his number retired? That's like putting a vice president on Mount Rushmore. So good. Good stuff.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is, one of the neat things I saw when they did retire Big Poppy's number, you know why he wears 34?
Nolan Ryan.
Kirby Puckett.
Earl Campbell.
And he brought Kirby Puckett's kids out as part
really?
Of the ceremony, which was really cool because they played together in Minnesota.
That's very cool.
I thought that was pretty neat. Yeah, so we continue to roll on. We're at the midway point. We're going to take a break here, and then we're going to come back with a whole lot more. I don't want to be banging on Starbucks all weekend or all week, people, but I found another one, and it may bring a little light to a subject I brought to your guys' attention earlier this week. We can bring up that. We can get to a whole lot more. And if you want to join us, please do 713-780-3776 or hit us up on Twitter, the usual suspects on ESPN 975.
You're listening to ESPN 975. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back! Halftime's over. We're ready for the second half of the show. Continue to roll into the big holiday extravaganza. Nick, I know you're just trying to catch your breath and catch up because you and your co-host sitting behind you were just worldwide this morning.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You're getting a lot of airtime lately, Nick.
You trying to take our job?
I'm trying to do as much as I can.
These damn foreigners.
Oh, see.
Taking our jobs.
Cheap. We work cheap, man.
What's
the problem?
Deal?
Then, I mean, we just hurry up, get him on the plane, and then make sure he can't get back in.
Oh, with the trap, that's, you know? See, yeah, that's
just
true.
Just send him on a trip, compliments
Nick,
to us.
Nick, do not take a vacation,
you ain't
bro.
Getting back in, bro.
We're not one of the countries, so we're good. We're clear.
That's
Depends
true.
Depends on where we send you.
What are the countries? I don't even know.
It's Syria, Somalia, Yemen, and something else.
Yeah, man.
Three other countries.
Really?
Yeah.
What about Mexico?
I do not think they're on the travel ban, no.
Okay.
Right now.
Uh-oh.
I know who
Watch
is.
Out.
Vila Report.
That was
That was a Vila Report.
Oh, it was a Vila Report?
Oh, that wasn't. That was a commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah,
which
it's
is a commercial
Vila Report. So maybe tweet of the week is from Francisco Abarca.
Okay.
And it says, I wouldn't be surprised if Gronk showed up to trial with Jim Adler.
That's hilarious.
That is so
we were
good,
laughing
right?
In the break. That was good.
That's really good. You could see Gronk and be like, yep, I brought the hammer with me. And then Jim Adler's just standing on the desk. It's not a jump man. Call me. Like, what? Bro.
I mean,
then Gronk just spikes a football for no reason in the courtroom. Just, yeah, oh God, I could see that going down.
We're so and so and so and so. We represent the firm for Nike.
Yeah.
I'm Jim Adler, the Texas hammer. Crushing them.
Yeah, that's so good, dude. Hey, I want to give a shout-out and happy birthday to Nicholas DeFerrari. Happy birthday to you, my man.
DeFerrari?
Yes, DeFerrari. Like the it's car.
Kind of a cool name.
I dig it. Yep. Nicholas DeFerrari. Happy birthday, my man. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of the show.
You want me to give a shout-out?
Yeah, please
shout
do.
Shout-out to our boy Raj, the intern who just got
yes!
hired.
Congratulations,
got hired
dude.
By the Houston Texans.
Hell yes.
Intern Raj is not intern Raj anymore.
That's right. You won't find a better guy on the planet, and a guy got his dream job. He even said so on Facebook. His dream job to work for one of the major sports here in town, and he's going to be working for the Texans. So way to go, Raj.
Totally forgot about that.
Word
did
up.
See it on Facebook, so congratulations.
That's badass, man. Good for him. Yeah. Oh, and I forgot to say, sorry, and I'm not trying to steal Raj's shine, but I forgot to tell Nicholas DeFerrari, thank you for your service. He's also a Marine.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
So he said thanks in
thank
Semper
you,
Fi, but
yep,
thank you for your service, you, for Nicholas. Sure.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of service, by the way.
Uh-oh. Is this, what is this about?
So I told you guys.
It could go several different ways.
Well, I told you. We had the Starbucks story where the guy was lactose intolerant and twice got milk and then was sitting on the john.
Right.
Yeah. So now it comes out because Nick makes fun of me because I get the iced coffee.
Yes.
Before you head to Starbucks, you should know a recent investigation found fecal bacteria in some of the company's products. Business Insider reports and a BBC investigation that aired Wednesday found varying levels of fecal bacteria in the iced drinks of Starbucks at locations in the UK. Investigation found 3 out of 10 samples contained bacteria found in feces.
That's nasty.
Boy.
At least it's in the UK. I'm sorry,
UK. I said
UK.
That, yeah.
At least it's in the UK.
I mean, we don't want to hear of a U.S. location with fecal matter. I'm sorry. I just don't want to hear that. Especially a Texas location.
Wait a minute. Now, you don't think that there's something going on at a Starbucks that you go to? You think it's just...
No. Didn't say that
just
at all.
Just absolutely spotless clean.
I mean, based on what we see on a weekly basis on local news about what people don't do to clean their ice machines, soda machines, their kitchens, you got to believe Starbucks is in that mix.
What do you think the chances are, Nick? And I'm being serious. This is an honest question here. This is a serious question for you. What do you think the chances are that the barista who is making your coffee and touching the lid and the cup and the top where you put your mouth, all that, the straw. What do you think the chances are that right before he leaves for work and he takes a crap that he washes his hands before he gets there? What do you think the chances are of that?
He or she.
He or she.
I'd probably say it's 50-50. I think it's
say it's probably like 20% that he washes his hands. 20%. So there's an 80% chance that the guy that's going to make your coffee first thing in the morning hasn't washed them this
morning. No, you're just making up numbers now, bro. I mean, come on. You don't know that there's an 80% chance he didn't wash his hands?
What I'm telling you is I think there are 2 out of 10 people that wash their hands while they're at home in the privacy of their own home when they use the restroom. That's what I'm telling you. You don't know. Like, once he gets to work, people are going to see him. But I'm telling you, I think on average, every 2 out of 10 people wash their hands. Maybe 3. So I'll give you 7. I'll give you a 30% chance.
You're probably traumatized from everything you've witnessed here.
I was going to say, in this building, those numbers are far lower.
I think people, and I'm not suggesting you, Joel, or listeners, or any. I'm just saying, I think in the privacy of their home, people are nastier than they would lead you to believe.
I totally agree with that.
People pick their nose in the car because they think no one can see them. Because for some reason, when they pick their nose, they forget that the windows in their car are glass and see-through.
I can honestly tell you, because I have a wife and we have our first child, that ain't I can't.
My third child, no one washes their hands by then.
That's what I said. I've talked to so many people that have said, like, she will lighten up for child number two. But, like, I literally, like, she has trouble getting the baby to eat at night, but I can get Taylor, I can sit down and get her to eat. And I'll just go, yeah. She goes, can you do this? Because she won't eat for me. Sure. I go to sit down. She'll go, and I'm like, okay, what? She's like, well, could you at least use like a handy sanitizer wipe and wash your hands before you do it? I'm like,
see?
But I can't even get her doing that.
I get that. But I don't think most people are clean when they're by themselves.
I agree with that.
I'm not saying that, you know, I mean, of course, all three of us are going to appear and say, oh, I absolutely wash my hands at
home. Well, you're free to roam. And then your hands are free to roam. And then, you know, if you...
I'll admit that sometimes at the house when I pee, I don't wash my hands. At the house, by myself, touching my things.
So don't ever go to your house is what you're saying.
Yeah, don't. Now, if you come over and I use the restroom and I'm going to make drinks for the party, of course I'm going to wash my hands.
But I appreciate that.
But like, if I'm watching the Astros game and I got to pee real quick, I just jump up. Okay. I'm just going to sit back on the couch. I'm not putting my hands in my mouth or anything. Okay. But if I'm going to make me some food or something, then yeah, I'll go in there and wash my hands. But that's just occasionally when I forget or I'm in a hurry or trying to get back to the game. Most of the time I wash. Definitely after the other one. I'm always washing my hands because that's gross. But I don't think most people do.
Okay.
You do, though. You feel comfortable that your barista has clean hands.
I don't think. I to be honest with you, like going back to Joel's example, for example, like the whole...
Baby?
Yeah. I think that's a kind of a good thing. I know that sounds nasty. I mean, you kind of have to have your baby introduced to like germs sometimes. People have to be introduced to germs to help their immune system. You know what I mean?
You do have to build up their immune system. We found that out.
Just rub your hand on your butt and shove it in your baby's
or
mouth.
Or just pee on them.
I don't think that's a bad thing.
That can clean
pee
them in
on
the
your
wild.
Baby?
No, pee on your hand.
Oh, that's you're pee on your baby. I was like, what are you, R. Kelly?
The loo, it gives you a better grip and also you're more sanitary because it kills germs.
R. Kelly's like, none of my kids are getting sick. Just peeing all over.
Nothing wrong.
Oh, that's terrible.
Because everybody I've talked to was like, bro, wait till the second kid comes around. Your wife's going to loosen up. I mean, your kid could roll around in crap, and she'll be just like, yeah, just wipe them off. We got to go. But first of all, I hope that's the case because, man.
Yeah, they definitely lighten up. First child, second child, third child. Third child has it the easiest for sure.
Oh, yeah.
It's just natural.
So you had problems with your first two, though?
No, I'm just saying. I was a middle child, so I know.
I was the baby, so yeah.
So,
I don't remember my parents saying I could roll around and crap.
Well, I don't think they literally meant that. But I think she's going to be more passive if she gets another. And you will, too, I think, once you get more, you know.
How many more kids? I'm already much more lenient.
Yeah, how many more y'all going to have?
Are we going to cap it at 4, 5, 6 kids?
That might be too high.
What are you, Mormon?
Yeah, that might be
six
too high.
6 kids, 5 dogs?
Oh, yeah.
Five dogs is a possibility before 6 kids.
I was going to say, I'm willing to bet that there's definitely going to be more dogs than kids in the house. On a continual basis.
I'm willing to bet I'll be able to prevent that or do my best to try and prevent that.
Yeah.
I say we got 4.5 now because the Chihuahua.
Oh, you're talking about the dogs. Okay.
Yeah, the Chihuahua only weighs like 3 pounds, but yeah.
So, Trey, I don't know if this is Trey or not, but yeah, and I can't read that first part of that name.
Oh, you screened it.
Guys, love the show almost all the time. Listener, y'all keep me going and keep my spirits up on a Friday. And this is me at work, and it's just a picture of, I don't know who that dude is. But he says, you see this? And he's holding money. This is the stuff that keeps me from bitch slapping everyone at work. That money. I feel you, Trey.
Put it in a bag.
If that is your name.
You can have a press conference with the Trailblazers.
Yeah, cash considerations.
Cash considerations, man.
He's the best. Okay, I'm gonna have to catch up. Someone told me I'm gross. I'm just speaking reality. I'm just saying what everyone is thinking. That's all. About the hand washing thing. I'm just telling you. I'm not trying to be gross.
It doesn't bug me. It just doesn't bug me. I mean, I
it's just why I am weary of, you know, eating out and stuff. I mean, I still do it. I still get fast food all the time.
Here's something that will scare
but
you, too.
But I just don't want to look in the kitchen. You know what I mean?
If you go to a restaurant and say, I told them one time, I never order water from restaurants, and I would just get, like, the bottled water.
Yeah.
And I swear, I can't tell you how many waitresses and waiters told me, that's smart. Don't drink our water. Like, I can't.
What?
From why? The restaurant. Because it's not filtered or they just don't care. They put some lemons in it with their hands and there's bacteria on the lemon and it's just nasty. I don't drink it. Even when I go out to drink beer, I don't even drink drafts anymore. Bottle only. Putting my lips on nobody else's cup.
That's one thing that has always grossed me out is I got to have a straw. I can't. My lips
thank God you said cup or that would have been racked no matter what.
No,
even cup. Even cup if you think about it. In his MMA days, I'm going to put my mouth on another man's cup. Unless they get me in the North-South choke.
Say
and they
that
don't know
in the Astros locker room.
Yeah.
Real loud.
That's funny.
Oh, I thought you had more of a thought.
No, because I hear the music. I don't want to carry us. I don't want to shatter it.
Don't stop
we can
now.
Pick up on the other side. Shut up.
We'll be back with more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Nick, Barry, Joel, till 4, Usual Suspects, as we're trying to do a little housekeeping before we get back to the show, because we do get caught up in some of our own humor and fun, and then we look and go, God, I've got like 27 notifications on Twitter and text messages.
50 texts that I need to read or whatever.
I get discouraged, and then I just stop catching up.
You do?
Nick, let's be honest, you get pissed off.
Yesterday was hilarious because AJ Hoffman is trying to run the text line, which he never does on the Blitz. It's always Fred. You know what I mean? And so AJ's like, all right, Jerome, I'm going to read the text. So AJ's trying to keep up and read the text. And I happened to be here before I went to the show. And I was in there talking to Tyler in the producer's room. And AJ's, I just hear him in here lament. He's just like, what is going on with these text messages? You guys are stupid. Like, okay, a lot of our listeners are smart, but some of you are so stupid that we get like a bunch of mongoloids listening to this station. It was hilarious. The realization when you really do look at how much Fred actually filters, like Joel, it doesn't know that.
Right? He doesn't appreciate it.
When you start seeing everything that I do filter out, oh my God.
But then I heard from several people that basically said, dude, you got to don't even read them because you're just going to get ticked off.
You do. Sometimes it'll get to you. But here's one. I'm a big fan. Got a fireworks story for you. Cut the top off of a Coke can, put a Black Cat firecracker inside, and light it. When it goes off, it sounds like a concussion grenade. You lose your hearing for like 5 to 10 seconds. No, let's not go and make our hearing go away for 5 to 10 seconds. That's not a good 4th of July plan.
Just dumb.
Don't do that. That can't be good. Somebody said Trout's supposed to be taking batting practice today, so that'll be good. Somebody asked me if I heard the new Schlitterbahn commercial. I have not. Is it racy?
Yeah, what's wrong with
it? Is it good? What's going on with the new Schlitterbahn commercial, Nick?
I have no idea.
You're the
idea.
Producer. You're supposed to know this.
You guys listen to the commercial break, too?
A couple of people texted about Marvin Zindler. Where's Marvin when you need him? Rest in peace. Absolutely. When we were talking about the slime and the nastiness.
Have you seen the knockoff?
I don't like the new dude.
The new dude is on a different station on Channel 2. He's got game show hair.
Yeah, you talked about this guy.
Between Donald Trump's hair and a game show host. And he steals Stuart Scott's bit with the booyah.
Oh, God.
I was like, where is he stealing that? How could I not know that? But you know what? Because it's not sports. I didn't think of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He does say booyah at the end of every segment.
So booyahs are for the ones where the restaurant's clean.
Yeah.
But instead
I do that every time I wash my hands.
So, like, once
just
a
scream
day?
Booyah.
When you're at home by yourself?
Please.
Well, that's right. It's you. So, so you do that like 100 times a day.
Nick Collins on Twitter said, I feel like you wash your hands before you use the restroom. Sometimes I do. Yeah. Sometimes I will before I go.
I only do that like if I eat wings and then I go to the restroom, I'm washing my hands, then using the restroom.
Just
because
you don't want hot sauce on your tallywhacker.
Yeah.
Can you say that on.
I do not know, but I'm not dumping it.
It's a not a derogatory term.
I don't think so either.
You can't. I don't know if you can use nicknames for it.
I love how we just roll with it and whatever. We learn after the fact. We'll just deal with the consequences later.
It's whatever. Yeah. Somebody said my roommate once got in trouble for trying to clean the ice machine at his restaurant.
How do you get in trouble for that?
I don't know. So can't trust hygiene these days. But yeah, that's why are you.
You're supposed to do that.
Yeah, you should every day. And then somebody said, my thoughts on Starbucks are incorrect. You have to wash your hands when you get to work if you work at Starbucks. Hey, that's great news. Every company should have that policy. As soon as you walk in the door, you wash your hands, you scrub up like a doctor, and put some gloves on.
I think it's a federal.
No.
Nope.
Because there's a sign in every restaurant that says every employee.
That's after you use the restroom.
No, it says every employee washes their hand before they go in the kitchen. It's basically in every restaurant in Houston.
I don't know about
Okay, but
that.
After hearing this Starbucks story, right, I actually talked about it with the baristas, and one of them is the manager at Starbucks I go to, and said it was only for iced drinks. When I'm thinking about it, the only place where you're going to get that is the ice, because you're putting you get the plastic cup, which is upside down, and you know there's nothing in it when you take it off the stack, and then you put
it
in.
Do you always take the first cup off the stack?
Well, they do.
I know, but do you? Like, if your place is and you're getting your, you know.
I don't. I do in the middle.
I always pick up at least three and get the fourth one.
I do that totally.
Because if someone like picks up one and drops it on the floor and puts it back on top, now you got the floor cup.
Just pee in it. And,
what? Excuse me, guys. Sorry, entire El Pollo Loco. I'm going to pee in this cup and put it back real
just
quick.
Just laughing because the tweeters were all saying that was hilarious. Just like everything else, when you pee on your hands or whatever, you keep it clean. No, I don't do that. You're probably right. That's good thinking on your guys' part. But I'm thinking okay, so they take the first cup. They turn it upside down. They put it under the what do you call it? The shots.
Yeah.
So you're getting the shots. Then they just fill it with ice and some water, and that's the drink. So the only place where any kind of fecal matter can come into play, seemingly to me, is the ice machine. Now, they did say when you put – sometimes depending on if you don't clean your – why am I – messing on the what the shots are. The machine.
The espresso machine?
The espresso machine.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so it's that it gets that really fine espresso powder that gets kind of – and it can ball up. And she was saying, well, if they don't clean it regularly, it can slide through and look like something that it's not. And I'm like, I'd rather not find out. If I look in the bottom of my glass after finishing an iced coffee and I see a brown nugget, no, I'm not going to go, oh, that must
out.
Be coffee grounds ground up in the size of a small marble. No, that's probably rat dew and I don't like
oh,
it.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm probably never coming back.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Francisco Abarca is out there listening. And he said, thanks for the shout out. And he took a picture of him and the kids in the car. And I'm sure. Like, yeah, dude, thank you guys for listening. Also, don't let your kids listen.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell are you doing letting your kids listen to this show? We are terrible radio for kids. You're a cool dad. That's all I'm going to say. You're a cool dad. And then he sent a picture of her laughing, one of his kids laughing, and said, Athena got a kick out of you telling Pac-Man Joel to stick his hand in his butt and then touch his kid. See? You don't want your kids listening to this.
Daddy,
filthy talk.
I don't have to wash my hands anymore yeah. if I just pee on them.
Uncle Barry on the radio said I can just pee on them and they're clean. No, kids, don't listen to any of this.
You're supposed to have a better grip when you play baseball. I'm ready, Dad.
Horrible.
I'm peeing on my hands and going to Little League practice. Oh, boy. So I guess we're contributing to the delinquency of minors on a daily basis.
Saltgrass Sal, I don't know if that's true, but he said you guys don't really want to know how bad it can be with servers washing, not washing hands. Oh, I'm sure.
Well, we saw the video with a hot dog. We know what else
if,
they do.
Now, here's a question for you guys. If a server brings you your food, okay? I'm trying to think of a place where they serve it in like individual bowls. Like, you know, your sides. Like you have a bowl of macaroni, maybe some beans, and then whatever. If they grab the bowl and their finger touches your food, what do? Do you say anything? You know what I mean? Like they go to grab the edge of the macaroni bowl, right? It's got the little lip on it. They pick it up. But their finger is touching some macaroni in the bowl.
I think you do because isn't that restaurant 101, Joel? Like
Don't touch the food.
The way you serve, like the way you put plates on a table. I'm sure there's some sort of training or protocol or something.
It just depends. If it's a chain restaurant, they're supposed to be training. If it's a mom and pop owned shop. It just depends on how thorough the owners are.
I don't send it back or say anything because I feel like it's going to be worse when I get it. If I'm like, you touched that macaroni, that one elbow macaroni noodle, you touched it, you send this back and bring me another one. Yeah, it's definitely coming back with something in it.
Spit, hair,
Lisa
something.
Believes the same thing. We've had this conversation
where
if something's wrong, even on a takeout order, she is just dead set against letting them know because she said when they go to fix it, they're definitely doing something to the food.
Yeah, no. Now, what I'll do is, like, because I'm always watching, right, with how they're touching everything, I'll knock that low elbow macaroni off. And then I got to get a new spoon or fork or something. Or I'll take a piece of bread. I'll knock that off.
That's I'm not a touching bad move.
That. Yeah, I'll just knock that off, put it on the table. Now they got to clean it up, but whatever. But that's the subtle way to do it. Never send food back. Don't do it. That's a big mistake.
Just walk out.
Well, like Nick, I'm labeled now. They know who I am.
Yeah.
So like I'm like Barry. I'm watching the two girls that are putting everything together. Like, because if I see, like, the itchy trigger fingers all over my fajita chicken, that's going to be a red flag. I'm going to have to throw that back.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, I wanted to tell you guys or remind you, the Blitz is on location today. They're at Saloon Door Brewing in Webster. AJ, and of course Fred's out, so it's going to be AJ and Mike Liebeschock. They are at Saloon Door Brewing in Webster doing the Blitz. They're going to have a Beer Olympics. They're going to be down there doing the Beer Olympics tonight to benefit Alzheimer's research. So get out there. It's Friday. Yeah. It's the weekend. Go out there. Do the Beer Olympics for a good cause.
Fun.
Also, yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah, Saloon Door Brewing in Webster. Go check it out.
They're going to have a ride home?
In Webster?
They could call a Get Me. I don't know.
I was going to say they better get a Get Me because if it's the Beer Olympics with those two guys, I'm pretty sure that by the end of it, you know, safety first.
More good news. I do pest control at Starbucks in and around Beaumont. They're very clean. 99.9% of the rest of the businesses I do aren't compared to the Starbucks. So that's good news.
Yeah, that is good news.
Kind of bad, though.
Just not in the UK.
Just that one location
water.
That's good is basically what he's saying.
No, I imagine there's more than one in Beaumont. He does them all. So that's good.
See, I'd like to think Starbucks would have some sort of stiff protocol, kind of going back to what Joel said. If it's a mom and pop and how thorough they're going to be as opposed to like a big company that has several stores, you would think they have some sort of protocol that, but at the end of the day, you got to enforce it. You got to have employees that actually carry out whatever protocol they have, you know?
Be very, very aware of the extra chocolatey chocolate cake, if you know what I mean.
So nasty.
Especially at the mom and pop shop. Moon River.
All right. Right now, I want to tell you guys about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. The 4th of July weekend is upon us. And guess what? The 4th of July super sale is going on at Gallery Furniture. Right now, all kinds of deals to be had. They're open every night till 10. They have three locations across the Houston area. You can go to the Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. You can go to the Galleria, Westheimer, and Post Oak. And you can go to the mainstay, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways. They're going to have sales galore. You buy $4,000 worth of furniture, you get 36% back in accessories. You buy $3,000 or more of furniture, and then the Astros win it all at the end of the year. You get that furniture free. Details on that is at galleryfurniture.com. But the sales on all the great American-made solid wood furniture, living room, dining room, every room in your house. I have almost every room in my house Gallery Furniture because it's great furniture at a great price, and it lasts. That's all you can ask for. Mac's been in this market for 36-plus years, and he's going to make sure you're happy, you're going to have good customer service, and you're going to want to come back for more. Gallery Furniture, three locations, Houston area, and the big 4th of July super sale. Go check them out and make sure, as Mac tells you, buy today, you get it tonight, no back order slips. You get it within 3 to 4 hours of when you purchase it, and of course, Gallery really will save you money.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.